for Monday, September 20th. It's the early word from the WNYC Newsroom. Hello, I'm Lance Lucky, in for Isaac Davey Aronson, with a look at this morning's top news stories, the day ahead, and reporting highlights from the WNYC News team. Coming up, Charlie Herman previews the Clinton Global Initiative, and a Democratic candidate for governor welcomes a prominent Republican to his campaign. We'll start with the morning's top headlines just ahead.
The Early Word is a production of WNYC Radio. You can support this podcast by making a donation at WNYC.org, where you can also get the latest updates on this morning's headlines on the news page.
Hurricane Igor is weakening, but it's still lashing Bermuda with top winds of 75 miles per hour. Forecasters warn it could cause significant coastal flooding with as much as 9 inches of rain. With BP's blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico now effectively dead, President Obama is reiterating his administration's commitment to making sure the Gulf Coast recovers fully from the disaster. Obama calls the plugging of the well an important milestone, but says the region has a hard road ahead. An American woman held in Iran for more than 13 months and accused of espionage said Sunday that she and two men detained with her never spied or committed any crime. Sarah Shord called their arrest a huge misunderstanding. After arriving in New York yesterday, Shord underscored her gratitude at being released, but said she felt only one-third free because her fiancé, Shane Bauer, and their friend, Josh Fatal, remain in Tehran's notorious Evin prison. Pope Benedict is back in Rome, and the Vatican says his four-day state visit to Britain was a great success. The Vatican says Benedict was able to reach out to a nation wary of his message and angry at his church's sex abuse scandal. Prime Minister David Cameron said that the Pope, quote, challenged the whole country to sit up and think. Closer to home, Governor Patterson has vetoed a bill that would limit the rent that welfare recipients with AIDS and HIV could be charged. The Democratic governor calls it the hardest veto he's ever issued, but says the state cannot afford the $20 million yearly the program would cost. Advocates say the veto will force more people suffering from AIDS and HIV into homelessness. They say the action is also counterproductive because caring for them is far more expensive in homeless shelters than in their homes. Starting today, some 5,000 riders in Brooklyn and Queens who lost bus service this summer will be able to ride private vans along their old routes. The Taxi and Limousine Commission has issued licenses to five companies to pick up passengers in Red Hook, Flatbush, Kew Gardens, and several other neighborhoods. It's part of a year-long pilot program. Commissioner David Yaske.
The MTA is in the middle of a very, very difficult fiscal time. They just are not in a position today to provide all the service that's needed in the city. So we're trying to pick up the slack.
Yaske says the vans, which can carry up to 20 passengers, will charge $2 a ride and operate 7 days a week. To see maps of the new van routes, go to WNYC.org. World leaders and CEOs gather in Midtown Manhattan today and through the week for the Clinton Global Initiative. First convened by President Clinton in 2005, the meeting of global leaders works to develop solutions to some of the world's most intractable problems. WNYC's Charlie Herman explains they have an ambitious agenda.
For each of the nearly 1,000 participants at the Clinton Global Initiative, they will have to create what conference organizers call a commitment to action. Basically, they have to develop a specific plan that addresses a global challenge in one of four categories: education, economic empowerment, environment and energy, or global health. But it's not just about developing the plan. It's also about finding ways to actually measure how successful the plan is. Does it actually achieve results and change? So as to make sure that this conference is not just about talking about ways to address global problems, but trying to find actual solutions. This year's meeting will also have a focus on a few themes, including empowering women and enhancing access to new technologies.
WNYC's business and economics editor, Charlie Herman. Taking a look at today's calendar. At noon today, President Obama will appear at a televised town hall meeting, Investing in America. A CNBC town hall event with President Obama will be hosted by CNBC's chief Washington correspondent John Harwood in front of a live studio audience. The president will discuss the economy and answers questions. Representatives from 192 countries will be in town this week for a United Nations Anti-Poverty Summit and the opening of the UN General Assembly's annual ministerial meeting. The three-day Millennium Development Goals Summit will review efforts to implement anti-poverty goals adopted at a summit in 2000. And President Obama will speak at that summit Wednesday, followed Thursday by his address to the opening session of the General Assembly. Finally, the fourth annual Cybersecurity Summit kicks off. For 3 days, it will showcase how different U.S. agencies are pressing forward to improve cybersecurity, reduce risk, and comply with regulatory mandates. Just some of what's happening this Monday. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Cuomo announced a new member was joining his campaign, a Republican. At a big tent rally near City Hall Sunday afternoon, Cuomo was joined by a former state Republican Party chairman, Pat Barrett.
I am a Republican, but above all, I'm a New Yorker, and I support Andrew because he's the best person to lead our state.
Barrett will appear in statewide ads for the Democratic candidate. The announcement comes days after controversial Tea Party favorite Carl Paladino won the Republican nomination. Paladino has been criticized for forwarding racially and sexually explicit emails. Barrett is the first major Republican figure to endorse Cuomo since Paladino's surprise victory last week. After the event, Cuomo continued his bipartisan message, saying his agenda could cross party lines.
Are there Republicans who could be a more active supporter of my agenda than a Democrat? I think so. Certainly so.
Right now, only two of New York State's 29 House seats are held by Republicans. WNYC's Bob Henley has this snapshot of one Democratic district that the GOP thinks it can recapture.
Historically, New York's 19th, which includes portions of Putnam, Westchester, Orange, and Rockland, has been Republican territory. But in 2006, John Hall, rock star of Orleans fame, used a grassroots coalition of environmental and peace groups to beat six-term Republican Sue Kelly. Now he faces well-funded Dr. Nan Hayworth, a pro-choice ophthalmologist whose husband is also a physician. Hayworth is running as a deficit hawk, vowing to freeze all stimulus spending and to approve budget items related to the government's most basic constitutional responsibilities. According to the latest filings, both candidates have about a $500,000 on hand. Hayworth has also put hundreds of thousands of dollars of her own money into the campaign, which included a spirited primary challenge. November's contest is shaping up as a referendum, at least locally, on health care reform. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.
Let's wrap it up with today's Gig Alert. Bob Marley and the Wailers have sold over 250 million records worldwide. Aston family man Barrett helped create Marley's now legendary sound as the bassist and musical director of the Wailers. The band now consists of original members who recorded and toured with Bob Marley back in the 1970s. Family man put together this track called Cobra Dub Style. You can catch him fronting the Wailers tonight at B.B. King's Blues Club in Midtown. You can download this track for free on our Culture page. Just click on Culture at WNYC.org. You can learn more about all the stories you heard here, download more podcasts, and go in-depth with our reporters on the news blog. That's all at our website, WNYC.org. You can hear us there 24 hours a day, as well as on the air at 93.9 FM. And AM 820. From the WNYC Newsroom, I'm Lance Lucky. Make it a great Monday.